So do you think that what we're going to see is these combinations being used rather than like TACE or local therapy?
Yeah, I think we're primed to have a shift in sort of the way we treat liver-limited HCC. I think it's clear for small volume liver-limited HCC, you know, so that's just outside of the transplant criteria. You know, I think embolization is a very reasonable approach and has been shown to have a survival benefit in several prospective studies. However, you know, when you look at those studies, it really was enriched with a smaller volume liver-limited disease. As you get to bulkier multifocal disease, I think it is unclear as to whether or not regional therapy has the same effect. I don't think we know that. Whereas for systemic therapy, we're certainly seeing now higher objective response rates than we've had before. We've seen improvement in survival. So I think it will be probable that we will start to see more activity at that earlier stage of disease, either alone with systemic combination or with potentials of embolization plus systemic therapy or regional therapy plus systemic therapy. So I think that's probably where the field is going to move, and we're very excited to see how, you know, it ultimately comes out. But there is a shelf life to serial embolization when somebody is far outside of the transplant criteria.
I mean, you know, HCC has always been different because, you know, the hepatologists are involved, interventional radiologists, kind of a different clinical model. But, I mean, maybe you could think about sort of neoadjuvant systemic therapy before local, because that's what you do in other cancers, right?
Yeah.
Pancreas,
right.
Breast, et cetera.
Well,